What's good, everybody? I'm John Jastrzemski, host of New York with JJ, the first podcast on The Ringer and Spotify dedicated to you, the New York sports fan. We've got episode three nights a week, plus bonus episodes whenever news breaks. So make sure you follow the show on Spotify.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Good morrow. Salutations, my people. Flobo Boyce, Real Jack Farmer, Mag Mania Podcast. Yeah, we back in the building. Thank you for everybody for listening, man. I really appreciate y'all. Flobo, why the hell don't you like puns, man? Let's get down to brass tacks, man. I'm tired.
We're going to go right to it. We're going to just go completely
off script. Why? Listen, because everybody listening, Flobo doesn't like puns. He literally hates puns. Can you explain to the people at home why you hate puns?
Because he's a curmudgeon.
Yeah, that too. I'm also an old man, a young man's body. But yeah, when it comes down
to... Me too.
Yo, respect, man. When it comes to puns, man, they're play on words, and they're fun, they're interesting. Through me, what gets me every time is when someone makes it, they look around, they stuck the landing at the Olympic floor exercise.
Like, what if they stuck it?
It was a play on words, wasn't it? That was the joke I made. You must laugh at it now. No, I don't want to do that. Come on.
I love puns, but they are the most selfish form of comedy, straight up. The person who tells the pun thinks it's funny. No one ever hears a pun and goes, that was really funny. That made my day. It's only the person that said it thinks it's funny. But I love puns. I'm here for them. I want all the puns.
People out there at home, man, do you like puns? Do you not like puns, man? I think you guys are making some great points, but I always giggle because Flobo, like, if anybody makes a pun around Flobo, it's like his kryptonite. He's like, I'm melting. I'm melting. I love that. I love that I finally met a person that just doesn't like puns, man. If y'all don't like puns, let them know. But anyways, man, let's get to some collar and elbows, old wrestling, man. We had the New Day versus the Bloodline, and I want to talk about that, man. It's not like I want to unpack the match and break it down. I knew it was going to be a banger, a match. We have Legacy on the line. We have two of the greatest tag teams of all time, like, together. You know what I mean? It's one of those moments. It was a culmination. It was a clash of the Titans. It was like King Kong versus Godzilla. If there was like six of them in the ring, you know what I mean? So I wanted to get y'all an overall thoughts on the match, man. And just that moment, that staged, how it went over, and just how great it was to see them in the ring together.
I think this was way bigger than I expected it to be going into it, because they advertised it all weekend. And I was looking forward to it. It was going to be big. It was going to be cool. But when I saw them in the ring together, when everyone was walking out, and you see Roman Reigns on Monday Night Raw with his great entrance, and you see the New Day and the You Deserve It chants, I was getting some tingles. I was getting some vibes of a bygone era when a group called the NWO Black and the White was going up against an NWO Wolfpack, where one is the very cool, fun-loving group, and the other one is the more serious ne'er-do-wells. And this just, something about it.
Man, you said ne'er-do-wells.
Something about it just resonated with me. I was like, this is a big-time match. I know they've crossed paths before, but things are different now. And it felt huge.
I agree. You know, and with Bobby coming in, because I think a little bit of a disservice last week to me with Bobby, you know, the whole, like, knee thing, and, you know, and, like, I just think they could have came up with a better way to have him lose that title, you know what I mean? Because, like, that little hobbly leg thing, I think that didn't hit for me. So seeing Bobby come out and do his thing was pretty awesome. Flo, but I don't know what you think, brother.
I'm with you on the Bobby thing, but I feel like he gave one of his best backstage interactions. I mean, he says, look, it's about me. I'm the champion because I was injured.
Yes.
So, like, they made it work, but you're right. If the way it ended last week, I was like, oh, all right, you got the Goldberg disease. That's cool. I mean, this happened 2 weeks prior at the pay-per-view.
The Goldberg disease.
My leg. But New Day Bloodline, man. That's it, man. It's a reunited New Day. Big E's on the biggest wave in his career. The Bloodline. You don't have to know about wrestling, but you know when Roman Reigns comes out, he is a villain that's worthy of an Emmy. Shout out to the Emmys this week. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
When they were in the ring together, I was like, wait, we're getting this match first? There's no shenanigans? It was, okay, shenanigans at the end. But I thought it was going to be the main event, but you got to start off with that? Like, WWE is so good, as they say on Twitter, with that you must have forgot energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time you're saying, I don't really know about this, it's bam, here's a marquee matchup at 8 o'clock. You know, get your popcorn, it's gonna be a banger.
There's something to be said about it, though. Like, you, and it's
I was reading in the Twitter sphere, man, and I think it actually is a fair assessment to say, you know, the greatness that AEW's putting on these past weeks has kind of lit a fire a little bit. I don't think it's out of the realm to speak and say that could be a possibility, because I'm talking about Nikki A.S.H. and Rhea Ripley, and then you got the Queen Charlotte Flair coming out. You got the Bloodline. You had a triple threat match at the end. Like, that's – they weren't doing that weeks ago. Mm-mm. They and like I said, now could it be coincidence? Could it be happenstance? Quite possibly, but they weren't doing that a few weeks ago, and I got to give them a little bit of credit. Like there's some validity to what people are saying in the Twitter sphere. Twitter ain't always crazy, ain't always wrong, especially when they voting on Jack's Mount Rushmore. They was
wrong.
Yo, you got some heat, baby. But you know what I mean. But like I said, it was a good show. But it felt like they had a little more pizzazz. Like, you know what I mean? If they had they took like 16 Red Bulls and started jotting down a script, you know what I mean? It was refreshing.
When WWE wants to knock it out of the park, they can. And that's what a lot of people, to Flobo's point, they forget that when WWE says we're going to put on a show, they can put on a show. And for months, Raw has gotten a little stale. But yeah, the past 2 weeks, last week was great too. This week was great. I have to say, though, we have to start talking about short-term memory and forgetting things. Yeah. Every now and again, we love to give old Vince McMahon a hard time, but I want to say we need to give Vince McMahon some credit. He was right. I think having Big E separate from the New Day for a little bit is what gave them the confidence to put him on this trajectory he's on now. I think Vince McMahon was right. I think breaking up the New Day for a little bit was a smart move, and I think it gave Big E that chance to show that he can be the guy on his own with or without the New Day. And now that he proved that, he's back, and now he's better than ever. I don't think we would have gotten this if they didn't break them up.
You don't think wow. so? Speaking of right, though, I know that's going to piss people off, but whatever, man. It's whatever. Until they take the show off, it is what it is, man. Listen, you want to talk about being right. Y'all know that dude. Like, listen, I was in the camp, but I can admit when I'm wrong. A lot of people can't admit when they're wrong, and that's y'all gotta grow. You gotta change. You gotta get older. You have to evolve. You have to admit when you're wrong, especially a man and in these streets. He couldn't have been more right about old Roman Reigns, because there was a time, listen, when this man gets it right, he told y'all he was the guy, and y'all were not listening. Now, the version that they pushed out on us, it wasn't the right one. It didn't hit. You could call it Paulie E. You could talk about anything you want, but that dude is the top draw, man. I was listening last night, man. That dude he was right, man. Am I wrong? Was Big Man right about this dude, man, Roman Reigns being that guy? I just don't think they knew what kind of guy, but they got it. They got it right now.
Well, I was telling this to Jack a couple times. I didn't say I used to, but there was one time I was fortunate enough to be a PA for the live show, which means you basically get the runs, you get like the green M&Ms and all that stuff, right, for the talent. And what you can see is that the people that were on TV at the time, when they walk into the room, you can feel it. I think there's a really like an unspoken thing about being able to perceive X Factor, which Vince McMahon's really good at. Has he got it wrong? Yeah, I mean, he's only human. But when you look at Roman Reigns now, and he actually is doing less when he goes to the ring.
Ain't
you know
that
what I'm saying?
Crazy?
It ain't 10 Superman punches in the match anymore. He just beats you down and then spear. But it's like, oh, it's the best spear ever. I mean, that is a star right there, where you're on every word, you're on every hook, you're on every hold. I mean, that's next level.
And I have to say, you know, to Vince McMahon's credit, because for a while, to your point too, Evan, we all almost fell off the Roman Reigns train for a long time.
I'm gonna keep it real. I did.
But here's the thing, and this is where we as viewers need to appreciate it. I don't think the Roman Reigns we have now would hit the way it does if we didn't have Roman Reigns in the past. If we didn't have that version that was the force down your throat good guy, you must accept that he is the top guy. If we didn't have that for so long, I don't think this version would have clicked. If he just started, if he came from NXT and was like, acknowledge me, I don't think we'd care. We'd be like, who is this guy? What's this all about? but because he was that guy that was always the guy, that is what has propped him up to be the head of the table, to be the tribal chief. And that's where we got to appreciate some of the stuff that we've had before and not just go, now he's good. Well, yeah, he's good now because of what they did before.
Listen, man, that's like that Samoan lineage is my favorite part of all wrestling. By the way, I think that is the greatest thing ever of how they're all like they all wrestle and they're all great and they're all connected somehow. That's my favorite thing in the world. So I don't know why I thought he wouldn't go hit. What the hell was my problem? It's just maybe the way it was presented. It's the way it was packaged. It's the way it was delivered to me, man. The UPS package, it was all crinkled up and it stepped on. I go, it was supposed to be fragile. You stepped on my stuff. I put fragile on there. You know what I mean? So it's like so it was. I got triggered, man. I got triggered, bro. It was a package I got delivered recently, and it was a limited edition pop, man. And it was all mangled up, and I was pissed, man. I'm bringing up old stuff. I'm sorry, y'all.
I know why you didn't like it. I know why you were against him. It's because he was presented as the next John Cena, and you weren't ready to let go of your Fruity Pebble John Cena just yet.
These are all facts, and I do concur with everything you're saying. Like, I get low when I talk about this stuff.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, from superchargers and brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Yo, Mr. Bay Bay had a match, man. Adam Cole Bay Bay had a match, man. It's not like he hasn't wrestled before. Like I said, he says it himself. He's been a top guy at every promotion he's ever been in all around the world, man. He had a match. It was a debut. It was AEW. It was a different song. It was the same Adam Cole doing what he does, like making America great again.
I missed the professional wrestling strategy. People had.
It just came out. It just flowed through me.
I love it.
Flowed through me. It did. Listen, man. So,
and get the back of the head for America.
And I can't stress enough how much I love Adam Cole, because he's one of those guys that knows how to tell a story in the ring. I know. There's this whole thing that's going on nowadays about like size, and do you need to be a certain size to be a professional wrestler, or be a superstar, or resonate with people? I think it's a bygone era having those big guys, you know what I mean? But I also feel there is a place for them. But the reason why I like Adam Cole is because he's not the biggest guy, but he's larger than life when he comes in the ring, and I really like what he does. I like his moveset. I like how he talks on the microphone. I think there's a lot more to him than just talking on the microphone. I like that he's in a different comfort zone with friends that he knows and he trusts. And like I said, I just thought it was an overall good match. Talk to me about Adam Cole Bebe's debut at AEW, first match.
Yeah, so the thing about the size, I want to just highlight first, because a lot of people are worried about
that's
size.
That's been a hot issue for a while.
It is. It's a big issue, and people get all caught up in it. And they're like, how can a guy this size beat someone that size? It reminds me of when I first heard Robert Pattinson was going to be Batman. And everyone was like, could this guy be Batman?
Side note, I was the first dude to let y'all know he's going to knock it out the park, because Matt Reeves made Planet of the Apes, and Matt Reeves is the truth. And that movie's going to be great. But anyways, move on.
It is. But a lot of people, they were saying, can he be Batman? He's a glowing vampire. I can't buy him.
He's so far removed from that. But I hear you. Go ahead.
You know, everyone was saying that. I can't see him as a guy beating someone up. And I'd always say... Oh. It's his job as an actor to figure out how to make that work. And he's a good actor. He's going to make it work. So, again, with AEW, with Adam Cole, it's the same exact thing. Wow. I ask myself, how can a guy that size beat someone as big as so-and-so? He's a wrestler. It's his job to make me believe. And no one makes me believe more than Adam Cole does when he gets in that ring against whoever he's in the ring with. So... I don't care about the size thing. I thought his match was great. I think Kaz was exactly who you want to have him in there with. Another veteran, another guy who's believable, but a guy who can take an L and it's not going to make me upset. I thought it was perfect.
Wow.
I thought it was solid, man.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That was good. It was good.
No, I didn't know you were doing another transition. I didn't want to stop. Okay. I'm not a hater, y'all. I'm just saying.
All I know is, Rob Pattinson, Adam Cole, let's compare the two right now. Put it on. Don't put another Twitter poll up, man. Does Rob Pattinson remind you of Adam Cole, baby? I don't know. I love that comparison. That was great.
Adam Kobe Batman? Is that
the... Oh, listen, man. I'm down with Adam Cole doing anything.
He'd be the worst Batman. He'd walk out and be like, who is the Cape Crusader? And he'd be like, Adam Cole, baby. Commissioner like, Gordon's over. Like, already, I think
he would
I know ruin
his,
Batman
he would blow his cover. He would blow his cover the first time. They show that bat signal. Yeah, that's pretty funny, actually. Okay, so I wanted to ask y'all a question, man. I was thinking about this because I got on this kick, man. I went down this rabbit hole this past weekend. Who, in your opinion, is the best wrestling actor of all time?
Wow. If you guys can see this, that Jack's pointing at me like, go ahead, Flobo. Okay. So I'm curious, man.
I was like, yo, I got somebody in mind, but I'm going to, I know. Go.
No, but when someone says, yo, who's the best wrestling actor of all time? The first thing that most people go to is Dwayne. Like, cause just Dwayne went to the top of the mountain. I mean, he did all the disaster movies and all like the small things, the smaller films in that genre. Like you think about people who crossed over. Well, it's The Rock, hands down. But as far as the best thespian, well, that is something up to our interpretation. You could say The Miz for being consistent with a role four or five movies in a row in the Marine series. You could say Batista. I guess that'd be my answer, though. Batista,
that's because
of the variety of roles he did. And even though he was in a, I won't say boring, a dull Spectre, the James Bond film, he was pretty good as Mr. Hinks. So I'm going to say Batista, but what a weird question to think about.
It's definitely Batista for me, for everything you highlighted, because he has the willingness, and he's been very outspoken about it. He has the willingness to do different roles. He has the willingness to try different things. He has the willingness to be very eclectic with his choices. He goes from Dune to that the very underrated Bushwick movie that they did the editing and looked like they shot the whole movie in one take, which is very, very, very hard to do. Watch Bushwick if you can. And watching him in Kickboxer Vengeance and watching him do all these different things and actually he's in Blade Runner. He's incredible.
Blade Runner
in that.
Was the one that got me.
Batista is he's taking his craft very, very seriously. That's another thing people understand. He's not just picking roles. He's taking his craft seriously by how he prepares for them and how he gets the training for him and how he practices for him. So I got Batista in a runaway, man. That's the best wrestling actor of all time. Come tweet me.
Yeah, it's because the thing is, obviously for everyone, because I know there's going to get Twitter a buzz about this. They're going to say, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, he's the biggest of all time. Yeah, The Rock obviously is a bigger star in Hollywood. He's the biggest star probably right now in Hollywood. But to your point, yeah, he does different things. Batista does different things. With The Rock, you kind of get The Rock in all of his movies. You kind of get serious Rock or kind of goofy Rock, but it's always kind of The Rock. I love The Rock movies, so I'm not mad at it, but that's just how it is. Batista probably is the guy. I would even say Cena before The Rock as far as acting. I want to give a shout out that, though, to a throwback. And that's Roddy Piper.
That was my choice before I thought of Batista.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is why I came up with this name, Jack, because I was watching They Live, the great John Carpenter They Live with Keith David, man. And Roddy Piper is absolutely sensational in that movie. But then I was like, damn, Batista's pretty good. I had to make a choice, and it was hard.
I mean, I think for this, you got to give it to Batista because Piper only had that and then maybe a few small cameo kind of situations. If I'm not mistaken, let me know if I'm wrong, but I think it was really just They Live was his real only.
He's so good
go
at that, though.
He crushed it. He was great. I don't know why he didn't do more movies.
I was saying to Heidi, I said, yo, this dude missed his calling, man. He could have did this in the era he was in it. Oh, he could have ran amok for like five movies.
Yeah, because I could see him in a Die Hard or doing those kind of things.
Oh, yeah.
He was jacked up in They Live, man. Oh, my God. Listen, for y'all out there who haven't seen They Live, watch They Live. It's like one of the longest, most ridiculously amazing fight scenes in the history of the world between Piper and Keith David. It's like 19 years long. It's like the longest fights. It's unbelievable, man. Shout out to John Carpenter. That had to take a week or two or three to make this damn fight scene, man. But, yo,
you see
listen,
the hair
Batista,
growing
baby.
Throughout. about the fight scene.
Dude, it had to take, dude, it was such, it's so long. I clocked it, man. It was like, it's one of the longest running fight scenes in like, it's like one-on-one fight scenes in Hollywood history. It has to be. It's just long. But it's amazing. It's amazing. And it was like a real fight. They're like worse for wear. They don't walk away and be like, oh man, you guys good? We're good. They were like dead after the fight.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED highlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the transition I want to get into. I want to get into the meat of this show this week. I want to get into the meat. I did not know how much heat that Jack was going to draw with his Mount Rushmore list. I thought this was just going to be a thing I do. I thought this was going to be a thing where I just put it out. We do a list. Everyone's going to like, they're going to, it's not bad. It's not what I would have went with, but that's not bad. Oh, no, no. I put a Twitter poll up and I put a yes or no to Jack's list. And it wasn't just no. It was like, hell nah. Oh, you forgetting hell this nah. person? Oh, this one documentary premiered. You want to change your list? All this stuff happened. Jack was under fire for like a few days.
It was great. I
thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah. I was like setting the table, but actually there's some underlying stuff here. I was actually on the edge of my seat. I was like, man, he's going a lot of heat. He's going a lot of heat, but he has broad shoulders. He's a grown man. He has a chiseled jaw. He's very Clark Kentish. He could take it.
It's well, and it's also when you hear so many people just wrong about their responses. That's the, the craziest part. Just absolutely wrong. It's crazy, you know?
The double down.
I didn't choose who was on Mount Rushmore. That's just who's there. I'm just recording the news.
He said when you go there, that's the one that was just chiseled into stone.
That's what's there. You know, that's the Mount Wrestling. If you go to the real Mount Rushmore, you can't be like, well, that's who's on it. No, you don't get to pick. That's just who's there. Oh. That's the way it is with the wrestling Mount Rushmore. That's just who's there.
So with that being said, we're going to continue this week to week. This week, we're doing FloBito.com's list. And right after this, when they throw it a show up, man, into the world, I'm going to put out another poll. And it's going to be Flobo's list. And then after that, it's going to be my list. You understand how it's going to happen? You know what I mean? So I ain't going to lie to you, man. I didn't know how much heat my man Jack was going to draw. I'm kind of glad I didn't go first. I'm shook right now. But even though I got the right Mount Rushmore, but FloBito.com.
Yeah.
Who is on your wrestling Mount Rushmore, man?
Now, can we say that even I haven't told you guys who I have in my
you
list.
Have not.
This is the first time we heard this. But can we say for the past week, you're like, oh, it's going to be trash. it's going to be the worst, most controversial.
Because let me tell you something. And I'm going to explain that because I want you to understand that I'm not even trying to be mean at all. The reason why I say that, is because the most thing I like most about you, it's your list, and it's going to be truly your list. You're not going to compromise your list. And you are you're a very eccentric brother, man. You got to understand, so there's different type of brothers in these streets. You see what I'm saying? This is your regular brother. Your good old, you know, hardworking brother. This is your brother that got a little bit of swag to him that be like in the hood. You know, he be trapping, you know what I mean? That kind of brother. And then there's these brothers they don't talk about. It's like these eccentric brothers. They got different rules. You know what I mean? They're like artistic. You know what I mean? They go to wine tastings, you know what I mean? They got like Brian Gumbel on their wall, you know what I mean? They got this kind of thing. Now, here goes the crazy part is, I'm one of those brothers that a lot of people just don't know that, though. They, for some reason, they see that I might have played a sport back in the day. They don't understand how big of a nerd I actually am. One of the biggest nerds in history. Picked on all the time before I shot up to 6'5", you know what I mean? So what always kills me about it. Like, just because I grew, I'm a super nerd, introvert. I was weird. I was independent. I was all this weird stuff, you know what I mean? So the reason why I love Flobo is he's way more like me than he thinks he is. He's a very eccentric brother. So this list I know is going to be eccentric. I'm just letting y'all know. I know for a fact there might be somebody on that I like, but it's going to be like, you're going to be like, for real? I'm telling you, there's going to be one for real in this list.
Killer bees are definitely going to be on there.
Yeah. Well, obviously, okay. So the first one's Goldust. No, I'm just kidding. No. Do I just list the people first and then say why, or are we doing?
I think you're going to list the people first, and then I'm going to revisit each one, especially. Right. This is going to be great. Go.
So the interpretation was, if you were flying over the mountainside, and you wanted to show what wrestling was. It's not my personal favorites, because my personal favorites is a whole other episode altogether. Mm-hmm. But my choices for the Mount Rushmore is The Rock,
strong.
Shawn Michaels,
strong.
Rey Mysterio, and Kurt Angle. Those are my four.
Okay, I built this to be something ridiculous. This is not ridiculous at all.
You could go right into it, man. The Rock is the icon. This would have been Hogan's spot because shenanigans. We talked about that last week.
Listen, man, I can't emphasize enough, man. Like I told you, I'll say it before I say it again. One of the four pillars of wrestling, man. Just not a pop and cock.
It's not a hate. It's definitely hate. I ain't hating, but hate was involved. That's what I'm trying to say. But he's a new icon. You know, if you don't know about wrestling, you see The Rock, you go, that's the guy. I mean, he's the wrestler. He's built like an 80s action star. It's something that's very rare nowadays, not saying here nor there. It's just a very kind of archetype thing. But he's like, I don't know, a business person. He's like a role model for kids and for adults too. I mean, The Rock is a guy who really transcended. So I think that's kind of like, he came from wrestling. Even though he's a football guy, he came from wrestling. That's why he's chiseling stone.
Yeah, it was interesting. We talk about this all the time. Me and Jack talk about especially like longevity being the key. And George Hermosa, shout out to George Hermosa, losing his damn mind. Talking about like it all, my man Mark Bergen, what's going on, brother? Like they were like, what about making an impact quickly? And I thought about it, man. Does it say more to a person that you make an impact in less time, and you regard it as an icon for being in sport less time? Does that say more about you or less about you? And The Rock is one of those weird exceptions where did he need the longevity to be regarded as one of the greatest of all time, Flobo?
So I don't want Jack to speak on this. I know we argued about this before, mm-hmm. but the length of time that The Rock was in WWE.
It wasn't as long as people think, but 6 years.
It was like 6 years, but to The Rock's credit, he was in his prime during the start of SmackDown. So he had to double everything, right? It wasn't just the old days of wrestling every month and every pay-per-view every 3 months. You had to have a fresh promo twice a week. You wrestled twice a week on television for a network that was broadcast or even a bigger audience. So his workload was different. So even though his time was short, I think that still gets him a key to being on Mount Rushmore.
I think, look, when we talk about these names, by the way, because The Rock was the biggest one I got some flack for.
Oh, you were getting some heat.
On Twitter for. Mm-hmm. But
Stone Cold, too.
Stone Cold was another one. But yeah, when you look at the longevity, the 6 years, I guess, compared to guys like John Cena, who doubled that time at the top. And when I say 6 years, I always say, when I look at these guys, you got to look at the first title reign to when they're done. Because you can't say, oh yeah, but he was doing stuff, you know, in smaller companies. Well, I don't know if The Rock was, but you get what I mean. You got it. We're talking about the top of the mountain, right? We talk about how much he accomplished in that short time. Yeah, he absolutely did accomplish a lot.
Right.
But I also think he saved himself a bit by not being there for as long. Because one of the problems with John Cena, one of the flack he got a lot was he was there for so long and he did so much for so long and people got tired of it. We never really got the chance to get tired of The Rock. We never got a chance to, like, what happens when he's been here for so long, we're over it. And we never got to get to that point where we're like, how come he's not, quote unquote, putting over young guys now? How come he's not doing this and letting other people take the spot? We didn't get to see what happens when we're like, oh, The Rock is now at championship reigns. You know, we didn't get to the point where we're like, okay, he's on championship reign 13. He's won all, like, we're over it. We're bored. Much like guys like Triple
H. Hollywood call, Jack.
I'm saying we're talking about how in a short time he was able to do so much. Yes, he's great. He's definitely one of the guys. He's definitely in consideration for this kind of list. But the reason I don't think he's on there is because he didn't have to go through that longevity. I think the longevity proves it no matter what you do in the short time.
I don't know how, yo, wrestling fans forget, bro. I remember people saying, oh, he's better when he's chasing. He had the belt for too long. I remember at SummerSlam 2002. Who was in that main event?
Wow.
It was The Rock versus Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar's first title reign came at The Rock's expense. So I don't quite buy that, but I understand. I understand the counterpoint.
That's a first off, Brock's different. We can talk to Billy Gunn about how he helps people grow after rivalries.
And kiss my ass, man.
I'm not implying Rock held people down or anything like that. But what I'm saying is, he was chasing, he was doing all this stuff, but
yeah.
What if he was doing it at year 12 versus year 6? That's a different thing, seeing The Rock chasing the title 12 years in. 13 years in.
Selfishly, I would love to have The Rock for 12 years. You know what I mean?
Like, he's great. Yeah,
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like him, like, because one thing that people gloss over, and that we all talk about how good he is on the mic, that dude is a hell of a wrestler in the ring, man. That dude was polished. He was athletic. He was smooth. He was one of the best. I love the way he tells stories in that ring, man. It was brilliant. He was more than an eyebrow raise and a people's elbow. You know what I mean? Like, he was special, man. Worthy on the list, Flobo. You made me look. I got egg on my face. You made me look foolish. Your four is actually incredible.
Don't worry, man. We should do the top
gonna,
four favorite wrestler list.
Everything. I'm going to delete my whole setup, man. I'm going to feel like a jackass right now. This list is fire.
I'm just saying, shout out to Tatanka, man. He gets no love.
See, I knew you wanted Tatanka on the list.
I know.
There was a five, man. Tatanka would have been there, man. I'm telling you. He never lost for 2 years.
Yo, shout out to Tatanka, baby, for real, boy. Ding, 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 ding. But, yo, shout out to this. I think that was how the theme song went. Go.
That was like the kazoo with that Paul Heyman did. So Shawn Michaels, man. I mean, there's not. Look, WWE themselves in the greatest superstars of all time video DVD video. I'm old. Put Shawn Michaels number one. They
Coliseum,
know
baby.
The Coliseum video. The entire generation now has been influenced by Shawn Michaels. If not moveset, we have super kick parties now. But by the fact that smaller guys can hit the mountaintop, the boyhood dream can come true. Got to give to HBK.
HBK cannot be argued at all. He's a man. What can I say about HBK?
I was gonna say
I just can't. I got nothing, man. That dude's so he's so great. I'm like, yeah. What you want me to say, bro? As soon as I hear that music drop, I turn back into a child, man. It's one of the greatest heel turns in history, too. By the way, we don't talk. We kind of forget about how great that heel turn was. In the right decision. Speaking of, like, you know, shenanigans. You know what I mean? It's the right decision moving away from certain people. But continue, Jack.
Right, well, I was gonna say this one of all the flack I got on Twitter of people. Oh, you should include this one. You should include that one. I was shocked there wasn't more HBKs.
True. I was reading. Reading the comments
because very few people said that. But this is one where I gotta go. Yeah, he definitely deserves to be up there. And one again, kind of like to what Flobo was saying, when you look at wrestling today, what you're seeing is Shawn Michaels. When you look at NXT, you're seeing Shawn Michaels. When you're looking at AEW, you're seeing Shawn Michaels. You're seeing him everywhere.
Men and women. Yes. You know what I mean? Trying to, yeah.
His fingerprints are all over everything. Or his DNA, you know, you can see where people were. You can see who they were watching growing up. And it's 100%. Shawn Michaels. And his music, if you didn't sing the sexy boy, You have no soul. I think you're like an alien
from a different dimension that was planted here and you don't know anything, and that's how you get found out. You're like, what? Sing the song. Yeah. You're like, I'm like, you're an
hands
alien.
Hands off the merchandise.
Right. I'm like, you're from Jupiter.
Right. That's how they would do They Live Today, is you would just play
that, and you don't sing. You're like, wait a minute.
You're not human.
No, Shawn Michaels is that dude, man. Shawn Michaels is that guy, man. And he's great at what he does. And he put on match after match after match and banger after banger after banger. And they say one of the greatest ways to determine if you feel somebody's a Hall of Famer sports wise or just great, they say, can you tell the story of their sport without them? Can you do that? Can you tell WWE story without Shawn Michaels? Can you tell wrestling story without Shawn Michaels? I don't think you can. There was moments that he had with people and wrestled everybody. We're talking about from way back in the day, though. He's at WrestleMania 9, man. Yeah, I'm bringing up WrestleMania 9. I go hard for WrestleMania 9. You tell me right now how great WrestleMania 9, haters. If anybody got smoke, we go a whole deep dive. We got a whole bunch of stuff coming up. This holidays coming up. We're going to start putting these shows in the can. We're going to do a WrestleMania 9 deep dive.
So puns in WrestleMania 9. You're going to fight to defend all of them.
And Rob Pattinson. If I hear one where you haters talk about Twilight, that's how I know you haters watch Twilight, because you keep talking about Twilight because your girl either took you there and you watched all three movies or you like it on the low low. Get off Rob Pattinson. He has a huge body of work.
It was four movies, but you know.
I'm not here to nerve shame.
That was a test. Breaking Dawn Part 2. Shawn Michaels, baby. Shawn Michaels all day long.
The things he shout out in the show is hilarious. Yeah. So my third pick right there is Rey Mysterio. The Lucha style was influenced.
Speaking about telling the story.
Yeah, and quote-unquote influenced by European-American wrestling, but the culture took it, made it their own, and gave us something even greater. The Lucha style of wrestling is just top tier. Let's talk about longevity. He's still giving banging matches. He reps his city and his culture. If you put him on Stoner Rock Marshall, everyone would know he's a wrestler. So you got to give it to Rey Mysterio, the greatest of all time.
Yeah, man, Mil Máscaras was that guy until the great Rey Mysterio took over. If you ask Rey Mysterio who his favorite is, that's probably who he will name, because that was a legend in his own right. Mysterio still going right now. I watched this man in WCW as a child, and he's still in the ring going with these young whippersnappers. Rey Mysterio, I'm really pissed off that you put this stuff on the list, because I hyped this thing up to be real shitty, and it's not. So, Flobo, he's Flobo.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah, you are. This is ridiculous. This list is incredible. Who's that jump? So you got to bring that one back, right?
Mysterio.
Hey, that jump was fire. Yo, Dom, take that track back, baby. Yo, Ray's on there, man. This is a hell of a list. This is pissing me off.
Yeah, I got to say, Rey Mysterio, so many people talk about the most underappreciated wrestlers and all this other stuff. I think Rey Mysterio, because not enough people, when they list their top wrestlers, label Rey Mysterio as one of the best all time, when he absolutely 100% is. He's iconic. He's brought in, to Flobo's point, he's brought in so much of what Lucha Libre is. I don't know if we'd have it the same way we have it today without Rey Mysterio. But also, my favorite thing about him, Evan, you talked about the WCW days.
Unbelievable.
When he was there, everyone was like, he's great, but can he wrestle like this forever? He's the last one standing from those days. He's still going. Where's everybody else? They're done. He's still out here doing Hurricanranas and doing his 619s and everything else.
Yeah.
Everyone said he can't do it forever. He outlasted everybody.
It's like, and they always, it's so crazy. And if you listen to him talk, because he's like the nicest, most humblest dude of all time, and he always talks about how blessed he is and stuff like that. But he's like, I've had multiple knee surgeries. I'm like, you have?
Right. Yeah.
What did they inject them with? Like I don't know, do you have adamantium? Do you have vibranium in your body? Do you have an infinity stone in both knees?
Yeah.
He's like, I've had knees surgery. I go, to put cybernetic enhancements inside of it?
Yeah.
Imagine Mecha Mysterio? No. I would buy tickets to see that, man.
That's why I was wearing the baggy pants for a while. It's because they were big robotic pieces of machinery.
So listen, so far, Flobo's list has completely made me look like a jackass. And so the fourth person on the list was.
So this is actually my wild card pick because, like Rey Mysterio, people don't really think of Kurt Angle as being on that Mount Rushmore.
This is interesting. This one's interesting.
He won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck, man. And
that's pretty much the mic drop. Listen, in all seriousness, man, that's the thing I would say for the rest of my life as well, because it is absolutely incredible. Because it wasn't like he was doing like skeet shooting or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah, he was doing something where you really do need your neck. So
we just lost all of our skeet shooting listeners.
This is why people get canceled all the time. They say one thing about one person, and there's like one skeet shooter listening to this thing like, actually, the neck muscles that are required. I mean, shut up. Shut up.
But the headline,
you know what the hell
read,
I'm saying?
The headline will read, Evan Mack doesn't like Olympic gold medalists.
Is it exactly? That's what it would say. Come on. No, seriously, man. That is something that is absolutely incredible to me. When it's still one of the greatest feats in the history of the Olympics is that, man, because it was true. It wasn't hyperbole. And he still had pain. He still has pains every day because of it. But Flobo, yep. Keep going, brother.
Yeah, I mean, there's real things. When it comes to wrestling, I'm a big character person, and I like Kurt Angle's character because it baseline never changed. He was still the patriot from Pennsylvania, yep, that won a gold medal. But whether he's a comedy heel that drank milk, or he was saying he's a sexy Kurt, or he was a face, an American face, at a time we need that healing, or my favorite era of Kurt Angle, the wrestling machine with the relaunch of ECW, he stayed the same. And so we talk about nuance of character. People forget about that. People always think about ankle locks and ankle slams, Olympic slams. But it really was a character for me. That's what Kurt Angle's number four.
Man, Kurt Angle, one of the best in-ring wrestlers. Every match he's in is just amazing. So that obviously puts him up there in that conversation. My favorite thing about Kurt Angle, by the way, though, I don't know if anyone's been able to match his ability to go from just stupid silly to dead scary serious at the drop of a dime. He can go from, I'm spraying milk, I'm being silly, to I'm pulling down the straps and someone's going to get their ankle broken with just a snap of the fingers, and he's there, and it's believable, and it works. And there are other people who do similar stuff, but I don't think anyone's been able to do that quite like Kurt Angle.
Man, it's good conversation. That's what this really about, guys. It's not about whose list is better or who's right or wrong. This really is about putting different guys on the list. And so far, we haven't even talked about it, guys. We've all had pretty much different people, and it's good to have conversation for people to explain why and give these people their due, and not always pick the low-hanging fruit. And Kurt Angle, man, as great as he is, and he has a lot of people that say he is great, it's great to hear his name on the list, man. It is, man. He had a great run against great people with great matches, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day, man. Putting on good matches, the matches that last in your memory, matches that stand the test of time. If you have one of them, it's like, you know, being a one-hit wonder, everyone's like, they say that's a bad thing. Not really. You know what I mean? I would love to be like, you know, but you know, if you're a 10 hit wonder, that's even better. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I would love to have one hit. Damn. Yeah. that was Flobito.com's Mount Rushmore, man. Now that I talked all this had all this sauce for him, I got to do mine next week. So I'm gonna put the poll up later on today, see what everyone thinks of his list, and then we're gonna compare it to Jack's, because Jack got all the smoke last week. You know,
yeah, that was kind of fun.
I just thought it was a little ridiculous how many no's it were. Like, y'all is ridiculous, man. Come on now, it's a little closer than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, Flobo's not going to get the same reaction because everyone's going to be like, oh, that's cute. His is funny.
Well, apparently you create the biggest crime by excluding Andre the Giant, which I didn't realize.
I didn't either. I didn't either, man. I didn't either. That was my biggest takeaway. Not just the Austin and the Austin stuff. My biggest takeaway was the I don't even listen to this list already. Andre's not on it. I'm checking out. I was like, whoa.
Andre, yeah. Was the eighth wonder?
Eighth wonder in the world?
Yeah.
Eighth wonder in the world, right?
Andre was great, but like, I don't know, one of the top four, one of the pillars of wrestling, one of the guys that you couldn't tell the story without him. He had big moments, certainly. But come on.
He's trying to get this show canceled.
Come on. Stop. Come on. What? Like, look.
What are you saying, Jack? Oh my God, the show's gonna get canceled.
I'm just saying, look, I can't. He had a ton of great moments. I'm just saying, sometimes we look back at the past and we make it seem like a bigger deal than it was, or a bigger thing than it was. And
the opinions expressed by Mr. Farmer do not reflect those.
Yeah,
podcast.
Listen, I'm scared. I was getting, no, Jack wants to know. No, I'm with you, Jack. I'm going to keep it real with you. Not on the Andre thing, because I ain't going to say that on air. But listen. I'm like that about sports, like in general. I get really upset about sports when it comes to this, man, because every single, like, oh, go ahead, Jack. Go make your point. I'll start talking about basketball, and I don't want to do that.
Well, no, you're going to, look, you're probably going to say what I was going to say, and that is sometimes, look, if you were making a Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks, NFL quarterbacks.
Oh, my God.
Johnny Unitas was amazing, but he's probably not going on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks. That's just the way.
And he was like, he was the Lord back in the day,
and he was incredible. But come on, like, things have changed. The world is different. It's so far removed. You wouldn't put him on your Mount Rushmore anymore.
But they don't, you know, they don't hit like they used to, and everyone's like, nah.
Right? It's, and maybe my age is short. I'm sure if I was 60, I'd feel differently. But
Jack, are you saying Andre the Giant's overrated? Are you saying that?
I'm not saying he's overrated.
I just want to hear your thoughts.
If you think he's a Mount Rushmore, I think that's overrating him. I think he's great. He's a legend. He's an all-timer. He's someone that I think a lot of people think of with wrestling, but the top four? No.
Troy, one of our great producers in the chat, makes this is an incredible, incredible thing to literally just randomly put in the show, but I love this kind of stuff. He said, but the real Mount Rushmore is all dudes from the 1700s and 1800s. Now, so Jack, put your feet to the fire. Should that list be changed? Should the legitimate Mount Rushmore be changed? Because I know there's a guy that should be on there for different reasons, but because if it's George is the first, so he got to be on there. But should the real Mount Rushmore be changed? Let's give Jack all the smoke today.
And this, with Johnny Unitas?
I'm just saying, in this day and age, those old presidents couldn't hang with today's president.
Hot take.
That's the hottest take. Oh my God. Listen, man, come on now. Did you solve the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Right, yeah. There was these guys on Mount Rushmore, they didn't have to deal with the Cuban Missile Crisis. They didn't have to deal with all that.
I don't know who's canceling us now.
I'm a history nerd. Y'all follow me on this MacMania journey. I love history. But oh my God, that is amazing. That is amazing. Yo. So okay, listen. So next week I do mine, man. I love this because it's good conversation, man. It really is, man. NXT 2.0. Mixed reaction, mixed feelings. They did a lot of things, but like this, there's some people that always talk about having like, oh, I wish they would highlight more people, highlight younger talent, do those different things. And when they did, they kind of got criticized for it. I think that happens when something happens that you didn't expect, or you were expecting to see a bigger splash maybe, and you got like some people that they were trying to push. I think completely burying LA Knight. I don't know how he survives. I could be wrong. But that kind of was my takeaway from the whole NXT 2.0. I do wanted to get quick thoughts on it, guys, before I moved some other things.
No, I thought it came off. It had a lot of pros and cons. I think whenever we know that they're quote unquote trying to do something, we suddenly start rejecting it and thinking it feels forced, as opposed to if they organically did it. If they didn't tell us that they were doing all these changes and doing all this stuff, but purely from a show standpoint, they just suddenly had some of these new characters debut and do big things, I think we would feel totally differently about it. But knowing that they're going, quote unquote, going in this direction, it makes us all want to feel like we know better or poo-poo on it.
Everybody's a booker, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For some reason, everyone wants to hate what's going on, like what they're trying to do at WWE also. And I'm not saying I thought this was a perfect show, but
it was not.
There was things I liked and didn't like. For me, what was good about it is it definitely feels different than Monday and Friday. It definitely feels like a different show.
Didn't it before, though?
It did, but this, I like the bigger arena, by the way. I think the arena's...
Oh, yeah, that was overdue. That's overdue. I've been to a takeover. There's not a seat in the house.
Yeah, it's there. I love the bigger arena. This, to me, though, it felt more like a Saturday morning cartoon show than a late night wrestling show. This felt like, as a kid, you know, when you would watch wrestling on a Saturday, where it was meant.
Was it like the bangers, or are you talking about the one you just you got up and left? We're talking about Carmen Sandiego, Captain Planet. Were we talking about Transformers? talking about Cowboys and Moon Mesa, which y'all know about that,
Joe. We're the real Cowboys
and Moon Mesa. Yes.
I popped hard.
That was the joint. Yo, yeah. We are very old. Go.
Very old and very nerdy. And
look up Cowboys of Moon Mesa, baby.
If you had not said that, I would never hear that name again.
They don't make them like they used to. Go.
I personally like the studio vibe. I think that was kind of cool. Yep. I like that it's something that places like United Wrestling Network, Primetime Live, Championship Wrestling, NWA, they've been kind of bringing back into pro wrestling and making kind of cool again. So I thought that was kind of cool. I liked a lot of their presentation stuff. As far as visually and like the production side of it, I loved that. I thought they did a good job with that. The new people being put in and sort of the changes did feel a little bit like...
shoehorned?
Yeah, a little forced in there, where the people who were brought out, I thought all looked great. It was just, you could have made it a little less obvious.
Yeah. I echo the sentiments. I talked to Flobo a little bit about it. You know, I don't know if I like the Carmelo Hayes heel thing. I don't know if I like that. It's gonna take a little bit for me. It's gonna take me a little pill for me to swallow. You know, it's just I don't believe the young man. To be honest with you, no shade. The brothers wrestlers, I'm a little more technical on because they choose to do like three things. You know what I mean, or maybe two things. You know, and I don't like. I don't like the way it's going.
You're not about it?
Yeah. I'm about it.
Jack's about it.
Yeah.
We're about it, baby.
I just got to chill up my spine. And anybody that says that on national TV should give Master P $100,000 every time they say it.
Yeah. Does that mean that he goes back to the No Limit Soldiers?
Because that's exactly where that comes from. If anybody doesn't know, that's where it comes from. Give him his royalties.
Yeah. All I'm saying is the No Limit Soldiers or a WCW product.
Percy Miller there. Don't need no money, but I don't give a damn. Give him $1 for every time you say about it on air.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm with you, man. It was a mixed bag. I also don't understand having LA Light losing twice in the same
night. Oh, my God.
I don't get that. Like, okay. I understand him cutting the promo and getting interrupted. Bam, new character. I'm on board. Don't know much about this. Braun Breaker. I mean, okay, even if you give him the win, why would you put LA Knight in the main event? A rookie just beat you, right? And so you do that, and he takes the fall. That, and we found out the whole Carmelo Hayes thing. I think those, and the fact that B-Fab didn't really show out all of her moveset in her matchup were the negatives for me, quote unquote. But I will say, as wrestling fans, we sit and complain. We want new stars.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
We want new presentation.
Yes.
They tried.
They did.
But the only criticism I had is that I felt like this was NXT 2.0 episode 5 or episode 6. Like there's a chance to have a set the tone, a chance to say this is a new era, new promos, new presentation. It was kind of like, oh, you were here last week. Let's go. You're like, no, I wasn't. This is brand new to me. Where are we? What are we doing?
Right.
Is that important? Who's Von Wagner? Like these are questions I had watching the show.
You got to see it. Yeah. That's my thing. You have a weekly show. Just settle down. That's how you develop characters and stories. And they say they have a bunch of writers, but from writing one-on-one, when you to care about a character, you have to develop their character. You can't present a person a certain way. You guys tell me you're telling stories, right? You guys tell me this is what you guys are about. You guys like doing the Hollywood, it's sports entertainment, and this is what you guys do. If you tell me that, you have to develop a character. The best movies that everyone's ever seen, if you don't know why you love them, is because you care about the characters. You care if they lived, you care if they die, you care what happens to them. You can't just throw a character on a screen and tell me this is what they do. No one cares, is what I'm trying to say. Like, you have to take your time. I don't care if people are bitching about something. You take your time. You tell your story. You build these characters slowly. Don't just present people because for a lot of people, a lot of times they're like, what am I watching?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm just echoing what you're saying, Flo. It makes sense. Just be patient with your character development. You got time, y'all.
I think you also have to give the viewers a little bit more credit in their understanding of logic. Like the thing with LA Knight didn't actually get me as bad as
for real.
I love LA Knight. I just got that sneaky suspicion he's going to get drafted in a week anyways, and we're going.
Oh yeah, I hear that, but he got squashed though.
This is my point though. Is Braun Breaker beats him in the opening match, and then later they say we need to add someone to this match. And they don't pick the guy that just beat one of the people in the match already. That makes no sense at all to me. Why would you put another random person in there, which, no offense to Von Wagner, he got put in a tough spot, I think.
Yeah, I was going to share that.
Because that was a big
moment for him.
It was a big moment for him, but it was like, who? Like, that felt like Bron Breakker earned a spot in there. What do you mean this other guy is going in there? And I love Carmelo Hayes, but I agree with you guys. The thing with him is he seems like a nice guy. He seems lovable. Like, I don't understand why you take someone that people seem to love and make us hate. It's hard to be loved. If someone's loved, make them love.
You get everything on this show. You get layers, baby.
I love you, Jack.
I love you too, Jack. It's hard. It's hard to be loved. You get everything. You get historical references.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like, why take this guy that we're all like, we love, everyone's into him. He was going, it was going great. And then be like, no, make him hate him. Like, you can get people to hate people. That's not the thing. But if you get people to love someone, let them go. Let them be loved. That's hard. You can't manufacture the love of the crowd. You can kind of manufacture them hating you, but you can't manufacture them loving you. And so if you have that, you got to run with it.
I will say the crowd that was there that week didn't know what to do just yet. We'll see what happens next week, but they didn't know how to respond. You know what I mean? But speaking of responding, since speaking of the farmer's market, let's do the farmer's market right now, Jack. We wrapping this bad boy up, but we can't leave without a couple segments. Farmer's market.
Yeah, so this week stings because I almost picked this one last week.
You said it was Sting?
No.
He's going places. He's going places. Bye. Yeah.
Sting is someone you're going to want to watch. He's got some. You may not have noticed what he's done, but I think Sting has got some places to go.
I'm losing my mind.
This one stings because I wanted to pick him last week. I had a feeling, but I went a different direction. But that doesn't mean it's too late. There's still time to get in. There's still time to buy this one. There's actually two people I wanted to pick, but I can only pick one. There's still time to buy this one, and I think it's still going to take off, and that is NXT 2.0's Bron Breakker. The guy has pedigree, he has the ability in the ring, he has the look, obviously, but what sets Bron Breakker apart are the changes to NXT. They bookended him on the show. He was there at the beginning beating LA Knight. He was there at the end shaking hands with Ciampa, showing that he's probably going to get a title shot down the line. But here's the biggest thing, man. Look at that dude's tights. He is dressed like the NXT 2.0 logo. Bron Breakker isn't just going to be a winner on that show. He is going to be the face of that show. He is going to be the star of that show. He's going to be the Roman Reigns of that show. So that's why I say, even though he already had a hot start, even though he's already shaking hands with the title holder, he is going to be the face of that show. And I think that this is, if we were going to compare it, that handshake with Ciampa was kind of a bit like early in 2020, maybe March, April 2020, when a little company called Zoom was shaking old man Skype's hand. I think that this is that moment where we're about to see the new guy come in and take the spot and be the standard bearer.
Yeah, man. I wish I'd have gotten on some of that Zoom stock, man, because it literally, man, talking about to the moon. But I'm buying, and we know why I'm buying, because it is very obvious what's going on right now. Bye, flobito.com.
I'm so glad this is like the stock like analogy, because you look at the actual numbers, you go, that's okay. But all the inside of trading magazines, like, you gotta get on this now, man. 10 stocks to watch.
Man, money!
I feel like skipping on this will be a bad investment, but I'm doing a cautious buy. Small cap, probably look for a seller if things level out quicker than most. So I'm with you guys, but it's a cautious buy with Bron Breakker, because my counterpoint to this is we felt the same way 10 years ago by Ted DiBiase Jr. And Ted DiBiase Jr., for whatever reason, did not
that's
go the way we thought.
That's a very interesting comparison. Yeah.
He's got the tools. We always say, hey, people got the tools, but I'm gonna say cautious buy for Bron Breakker.
Cautious buy for Bron Breakker. So we're all buying Farmer's Market Bron Breakker. Buy all across the board. But with that being said, it's time for Flo B Toast Boot Thang of the Week.
Flo B Toast Boot Thang of the Week.
Oh, man. This is where we give a little bit of a spotlight to those who are doing it in the female ranks and divisions. But there's only one that really stuck out for me more than other, and that is Mandy Rose. This week in NXT, brand new look, brand new style. Look, we all knew that Mandy Rose had strength. She's a power lifter. She has the nice base. She can flip people over her head. She has the stamina for it. But I think now is the first time in a long time where she looks like a credible threat by herself. But besides that, she's with a group now, Gigi Dolan, JC Jane. So this might be one of the groups to watch NXT Wholesale. And it all started with Mandy Rose coming back to NXT and checking them out ringside. So Mandy Rose is my boo thing of the week.
Shout out to Mandy Rose. I'm a big fan of the mean girl shtick. You know what I mean? I just think there's so much potential. It's a real thing that the team of girls that bully girls at school, it's a real thing. I've seen it live and in color. Like, you know, the craft. You know what I mean? Things like that. Oh, that's a great. Shout out to the craft, baby.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
No, like, yeah, the craft. Yo, we old, man. Biggest takeaway of this show. Yo, that's it for us, man. Flowbeetle.com, Real Jack, former Evan T. Mac, Mac Mania. Listen, guys, I appreciate y'all listening, man. Mount Rushmore vote's going to be up. Y'all stay tuned next week, man. We might have a couple surprises for you, man. But, yeah, shout out to the craft. We old.